Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
As you may already know, not all movement practices are designed in an equal way. In the Lit Yoga Method, we help you retrain your brain and body to move better for everyday life. Through physical therapy drills, yoga, functional mobility, core stability, and flexibility, the Lit Method rewires habitual movement patterns and postural imbalances to help you feel stronger, more energized, and more balanced both on and off the mat. Our online platform, The Lit Daily, is designed for easy convenience with a robust offering of class types so you can boost your energy while getting stress relief. Improved brain wiring means you will move with more ease and efficiency because we teach you the how and why behind movement choices, not just poses for the sake of poses. All movement teachers on the platform are certified by Lit and share a common language, providing education with clear cues that give you the needed reinforcement for enhancing your movement habits. Thousands of students in over 50 countries get Lit to feel more confident, more powerful, and more alive. We offer two subscription options for all levels and bodies. The Lit Daily option consists of over 500 classes in our library with so many categories I can't even list them, but some include short on time, injury prevention, stress reliefs, and different body parts. There's also a Tuesday and Thursday live class that's streamed on the daily, and there's always a class of the day to help you take the guesswork out of what class to do. Lit Daily members also get 50% off the monthly workshops. The Lit Prime subscription offer has everything in the daily plus over 20 weekly live Zoom classes with Lit teachers providing real-time feedback. This is wonderful for community and to get your feedback from a teacher for your own alignment. We also get free monthly workshops in the Lit Prime option. Both of these are streamable right into any TV or device through an Android, iPhone, and iPad apps. Movement changes everything, and when we move better, we feel better. So sign up for our free 2-week trial and see how getting Lit can help you feel your best today and for years to come. I'm Laura Hyman, and welcome to Redefining Movement, a Lit podcast designed to investigate all aspects of movement from my background in physical therapy and neuroscience. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter movement patterns and compassion for ourselves and others, so together we can live our most uplifted lives, benefiting all beings. Welcome to another episode of Redefining Movement and our special Workwell series. In this episode, I speak with Kevin Osterhaus, president of the Graduates Hotels, about their Graduate Academy program, a fascinating initiative focused on employee development. The Graduate Hotels are a group of over 30 luxury hotels dedicated to telling the stories of the universities in the markets they are located and serve. Each hotel is uniquely designed to celebrate the nearby university's history. In early 2022, the brand launched Graduate Academy, a program that allows team members to pursue undergraduate degrees paid for by the graduate. This impactful program is a unique approach to corporate benefit that encourages personal development through continued education supported by their employer. Kevin and I talk about the correlation between personal well-being and professional hospitality, shedding light on the power of fearless hospitality and the transformative effects of education and support in the workplace. Here's my conversation with Kevin. Welcome, Kevin. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I'm really excited to hear about your work and what you've done for your company.
Absolutely. Excited to be here.
So I want to start off, I was looking at the website and it says, at Graduate Hotels, we believe that we are all students. First of all, I love that because I say this all the time in my teaching is that the best thing we can do as humans is to have the beginner's mind, have this curiosity, have this desire to learn because we're never going to be done learning. And that's what's amazing for our brain, for our attitude, for our nervous system. So props for that lead-in statement. You then said we're committed to cultivating a culture that's inspirational and unapologetically unique, a culture that champions the growth and development of our team member Graduate Academy. So first, let's just launch right into that. Tell me all about the Graduate Academy. How did you come up with this idea? What does it look like? And I want to eventually ask you some questions about how the team members are balancing the opportunities that they get with their jobs.
First, Graduate Academy was just, it was our answer to supporting internally the development of our team members. And that was based on my notion that if not the largest, maybe the only company, especially at scale, that has set out to partner with educational institutions around the world. We exist adjacent to colleges. Graduate Hotels is in 34 markets right now, including Oxford and Cambridge in the UK, two of our newer hotels. And we exist to support the stories and to partner with the institutions and to tell the history and people looking to continue their development. And I thought, if anyone should be doing this for their own teams, it's Graduate Hotels. So I was reading the handbook one day and I went back to the team after reading the boilerplate text about reimbursing somebody's tuition up to $500 if they get a certain grade with approval, and said, we have to go back to the drawing board. And so the team came back to me a while later with what I believe is a best-in-class offering, especially for a company our size. We partnered with a company called InStride, and InStride is a company that typically will work with larger companies, larger team bases, to provide educational opportunities for their teams through a series of university offerings online. They wanted to get more into university markets. We have that covered, and so we put a partnership together that allows us to pay for college tuition, undergraduate college tuition for our employees, full stop. If you want to pursue your undergraduate degree, Graduate Hotels will pay for that. If you want to pursue one of thousands of university certifications, be it directly related to your role with us or not, we will pay for your certification. So we've got housekeepers that are becoming certified in human resources, accountants that are becoming certified as CPAs. We've got people in our engineering departments that are becoming certified in different trades to grow their career with us. As part of this program, we'll offer high school diploma. The pursuit of a high school diploma is something we will pay for you or your family. You can gift that to your family. We will pay for English classes for our team members or their families. So we put together this offering, and it's called Graduate Academy, and we launched it a year ago.
And so it's been in place for a year. How do you manage that? Just talk me through the logistics. Say I worked for you and I decided I wanted to become a chef. And I wanted to go to some kind of chef training school. Do I go to HR and say, this is what I want to do and submit it? And then I work it around the hours that I would be working for you?
It's even easier than that. There's a very simple registration process. You go apply for the program. Criteria is that you're an employee with us. And once you are registered for the program, you have access to everything that I've described. And so based on the university offerings, which, as you can imagine, these are 8 major universities across the country, are vast, you can start to look at what certifications are available. And I'm telling you, it's across the board. So if somebody's looking to pursue, as you mentioned, something in culinary, there are courses that will support that certification.
And how have you seen the implementation of this program affect the well-being of your employees?
Well, I think there's a few things to measure. Granted, it's early days. So I'd say right now we've got about roughly 10% of our team members are involved somehow in the program. Right now, we've got just over 2,000 team members at Graduate Hotels. And early days, based on the feedback, we know that among the people participating in the program, our retention has gone up double digits. We're seeing anywhere from 15 to 20% increase in retention or decrease in turnover among the people participating in the program, which is huge. Approximately 90% of the team members that have taken it have told us that Graduate Academy has increased their belief in our commitment to their growth. And something I'm particularly proud of, about 80% of the people that participate in the program have expressed that their desire is to continue now to grow their career with Graduate Hotels, which wasn't necessarily the goal. It was hopefully a positive byproduct of this, but it's not necessary in order for them to continue to take advantage of it while it's with us. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Well, you should be. And I think that it's a very generous thing to offer something without those strings attached. And I would imagine because of that, the loyalty is immensely expanded and retention will certainly reflect that ultimately. But in that regard, prior to this, and maybe just talking about hospitality, the industry in general, what are some of the biggest issues that hospitality is facing?
You know, as an industry, we are notoriously slow to adapt. I tell my colleagues this in the industry, when it comes to recruitment, when it comes to our ability to create excitement about a career in our industry, we've got to move faster. We've got to be more creative. There are so many opportunities in this business. What other business can you boast that you can start at an incredibly entry-level role and move all the way up to a CEO? Other than hospitality, you just don't find those opportunities. We don't tell the stories well about careers, both to people pursuing what might be considered entry-level jobs with us, people pursuing hospitality careers post-college. We can do a better job. And I tell the operators on our teams all the time, if we haven't changed the way we look at recruitment, if we haven't changed the hours dedicated to getting people excited and on board, then we're going to lose this because there's too many opportunities. There are too many things attractive to people right now. And I think we've got a compelling story. I think we can change the narrative and get people excited about the disproportionate returns available with a career in hospitality.
And for anyone who's listening, what are all the different, I know there's probably many, but what are the main players in hospitality? We think of checking in a hotel and the person who checks you in, obviously, but there's many more people that are working in hospitality. What are some of the career paths?
Oh, yeah, so many more. There are certainly the folks that greet you when you come to the hotel, as you referenced, the front desk, the folks working in the lobby, bellmen, our housekeepers that you see all throughout the hotels. We've got people, very talented people, as I mentioned earlier, in engineering that are taking care of these buildings and management. You've got sales teams that are working night and day to make sure that our rooms are occupied, make sure that we've got a steady flow of anything from transient to conference to corporate business travel throughout the hotels. We've got marketing teams. We've got design teams. We've got project management teams, finance teams throughout the organization, human resources teams throughout the organization. Many, many pieces come together. When you look at the restaurants alone, we've got probably 40 some odd restaurants throughout this organization, just the folks taking care of our guests in the restaurants, the management teams, just to keep all of that going. We've got an army out there.
Wow. That is an army. And, you know, these are all people with the ultimate apex goal of customer service. And that requires, I would imagine, a very holistic ecosystem that you're trying to create, because how you present, whether you're the engineer and you aren't necessarily involved directly with guests or customers, you're still part of this. And how do you feel like what you're doing and what benefits are provided by a company, how do you feel like these are going to ultimately affect the employees' holistic well-being?
It's always been important to me. I think a lot falls into place if our team members feel like they're part of what's being accomplished. A lot falls into place if they're getting information and people feel like they're part of something bigger than just the role that they play on a daily basis. So one of the main things we've focused on is highly transparent communication to our leadership teams constantly. We will be initiative driven and transparent. We will tell people what we're going to do. We will report back when there are obstacles to that, and we will tell people what we've done. Making sure that our teams are along for the ride is very important to me through this. So focusing a lot on our leadership teams, how are we making sure that that message is consistent, that those priorities are getting communicated? Another thing we did last year was the general managers and some of our support leadership team, the folks running the hotels, we provided unlimited access to performance coaching, wanted to make sure that there was advocacy for folks in key leadership positions outside of their role with us. Very rare in this business that you've got somebody advocating you that's unbiased that you can go to in a key leadership role. And I wanted to make sure that was available so that we can continue to focus on the quality of our communication to our teams and the expectation that we're going to bring people along for the ride. But I think that's been important. I want people to know what's going on. And I think that contributes overall to what we're doing. We came up, you mentioned unapologetically unique. It's one of the values we have, but it's one of the ones that our team has held on to very tight. It's one of the favorites. as we've gone through there. And it's important to me that people feel like their voice is heard, that they are able to be themselves, that they are excited about the feedback they get and sharing it. So we've worked hard to make sure that that transparency is available in communication. We've put a platform in place to make sure that people can communicate throughout the company at any level, at any time, very transparently. And so we really focus on that.
Wow. So is that platform like a Slack channel or some kind of online channel that
we use? Workplace by Meta.
I think that's wonderful. I mean, I feel like communication is the key ingredient for any kind of relationship, whether it's, you know, a partner that you live with, family members, or the members of your team. And I imagine that that's something you have to always check in with. But doing what you did with those individuals who could take these leadership classes or programs, that's incredible. I really commend you because that's really looking at the individual, but also all the most social well-being pillars that are going to hold up the entire corporation.
Yeah. And you hope it's communication is always a hard fought battle, continuing to figure out how to get messaging out, how to maintain consistency, how to ensure that things are making it through to everybody. So we continue to focus on that. But thank you. That's been an interesting focus for us.
Do you have any suggestions for anybody who might be listening who works outside of this industry, for any type of industry or corporation, how to best bring teams together in non-work related ways? Have you found anything? Obviously, if people joined a class together or a program together, the academic programs, but is there any other suggestions you can think of?
I've seen the company come together much more using activities, having fun together, congratulating each other across the country as they've seen these things. So one, I think there's a lot about building trust for me. There's a lot about, again, transparency, doing what we say we're going to do, but also encouraging people to take advantage of these platforms and simply to communicate. And through that, I continue to see more and more dialogue, people getting to know each other, more trust being built. That's been exciting. So yeah, outside of work, not as many examples, but I would hope that this translates overall, the transparency and communication, to trust.
Now, what are the gaps that you think are still present in the hospitality industry in general? And are there any of those that are not being addressed by the graduate program in ways that you'd like to address them?
Well, I'd say some of the gaps I'd point out are more practical because of the nature of hospitality and the disparate ownership throughout. I think we're slow to adapt as an organization in technology. So continuing to look for innovative ways to use technology to make sure that communication is there for our teams, that our guests have access to interfacing with us in ways that they would choose based on the technology we offer. I think, you know, as I mentioned, again, we are slow as an industry to adapt in telling the story, getting people excited, and simply more macro, providing educational platforms to groom future leaders in this industry. And I'd love to see our industry get together in a really innovative way with a voice towards really creating dynamic future leadership for the industry. So those are a few ways, but you know, as an industry, we're still coming out of a really odd time and we've started to build back.
Yeah. Talk about really having to pivot and see where you had to pick up the gaps that might've already been present, but became very unavoidable. Are there fewer people wanting to enter the hospitality world now? Has it increased? Have you noticed any trends?
Yeah, it's always cyclical, right? You know, depending on the industry and what else is happening in the economy. What I'm seeing right now is that interest is starting to pick up. We grew quickly. Pandemic aside, that kind of shifted mindset for a lot of people. A lot of folks in our business made decisions to leave and pursue some other things. And what was always evident to me is that if we can continue to tell the story and continue to provide different ways of engaging people, there will be folks that just like the ones that left our industry that have left another industry that want to pursue something in hospitality. And we're starting to see that. I'm very optimistic about the talent I see. I mean, we sit 200 yards from some of the best hospitality schools in colleges across the world. And it's fun for me to go speak to classes and talk to hospitality majors about careers in this business, because I think we can get people excited. So I think it's there. I think the future team members that would work for us are out there. I think it's on us to get them excited to create career paths. Another thing we're doing is using the same platform that we offer for Graduate Academy. We're now working to create career paths through that platform. So if it is something you want to pursue with us, and if we can identify what's going to make you more successful with us, we're now putting together a series of courses or certifications that'll allow you to get there based on this training. So I think it's out there. We just have to do the legwork to get people excited and to facilitate that path.
Well, you're definitely doing a lot of the legwork, the full body work for sure. On the website, I love this. This is like another value or work ethic, this idea of being fearlessly hospitable. And would you say there's a strong correlation between the ability to be so hospitable, we think of as being warm and welcoming, accommodating, how well that's correlated to an individual taking care of themselves? And I'd like to actually ask you, while you're not necessarily being that individual hospitable person in these different parts, you are ultimately a big leader. How do you find that the correlation between taking care of yourself personally, socially, health-wise, et cetera, emotionally, all the things correlates to you being able to really get out there and be hospitable to your employees?
Well, I think fearless hospitality comes from this notion that the worst that can happen is still good. If you're working with one of our guests, or if there's a problem presented to you, the worst that can happen when you make a decision to go above and beyond or take care of that problem is not a bad scenario. Maybe it could be done differently next time. Maybe there's something else we could have done, but we wanted to ensure there was dialogue around just owning every situation, because there's no downside. Nobody's going to get in trouble. There's no bad decision when it comes to owning something that a guest has brought to us and making sure that we are rectifying that. And so that's the fearless part. How are we fearlessly putting ourselves out there to make sure that somebody's stay is as good as it could possibly be? Similarly, you know, in any leadership role, you want to be fearless in your hospitality. For me, I consider a large part of my role ensuring that there are team members that feel taken care of, that I'm doing everything I can to reduce a desire to leave, that create loyalty, to create belonging throughout the organization. And I think if you can continue to do that, and certainly continue to do that with an eye towards how it affects our guests and how it affects our ability to tell the brand story so that more and more people are hearing about us, then we'll continue to be successful. And that fearless hospitality resonates with me too, because it, you know, I'm not always going to nail it. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be things we do, but the key is doing things. The key is making sure that people are rewarded when they take a chance, when they take that swing, and making sure that the downside, the negative isn't there. The worst that can happen is that we continue to grow from things we learn. And so that's where the fearless came in. And I think for me, the same type of hospitality is there with our 2,000 team members, because I'm convinced if we can affect a percentage of that, on an increasing percentage of that, then I know that we can continue to blow the minds of our guests.
That's wonderful. And merely what everything you were just talking about is truly that growth mindset, that curiosity, that willingness to be innovative, to pivot, to ask questions, to communicate. And you said, it's not like there's a failure. There's a lesson learned in everything. And you're just displaying that growth mindset in such a powerful way, not only for obviously the guests that will benefit from it, but for all the employees under this beautiful graduate program and graduate hotel. So thank you for doing that. You're really inspiring me. And I'm sure everybody that works for you is thrilled with you. I mean, I was looking at the benefits and I thought, wait, pet care? This, the little things people don't really think about as being very significant and can be really draining. And then you take care of that. And that's like really, truly taking care of your people. So bravo.
We'll continue to focus things we can do. Pet cares, yes, the pet insurance is a fun one. You know, I'd also like to make sure that we're consistently looking at ways to provide, through our insurance, through our benefit offerings, mental well-being support and what we can continue to do. And then that continues to grow every year. So yeah, it's been an interesting ride. We're working hard at it.
I can tell. Well, thank you for sharing your time and sharing this wonderful program that is still really quite early in its stages, but sounds like it's already making such a benefit for your employees. And just having that as an opportunity, if I was interested in hospitality and I knew about something like that, that would be such a bonus to go somewhere where someone really acknowledged the benefit and power of education and then provided it and supported it. It's huge.
One thing I didn't mention to you is that we've also partnered with the LeBron James Family Foundation. We're trying to take Graduate Academy on the road in communities that'll benefit from it. And in our continued partnership with them, we created a school to provide hospitality skills to the team members that would staff a 60,000 square foot hospitality complex in Akron. So we're looking at different ways of doing this in communities, even as graduate grows. So yeah, interested to continue to see what we can do with this. And it's been a lot of fun to do it.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such a win-win to be able to provide this kind of service and valuable skill set to individuals who might not otherwise have it. And then what that can mean for their future is, that's huge. So congratulations on that as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks again for your time. And I look forward to seeing where Graduate takes you next.
I appreciate that, Laura. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. And for everybody listening, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Redefining Movement. If you like what you've heard, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating and review or share with someone you know. Check us out at www.litmethod.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.